This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There seems to be no end to the ways that medicine, science, and capitalism have become intertwined. While a huge majority of medical research is conducted with federal funds, it's always surprised me that the federal government never seems to share any of the profit when a drug or discovery makes it big. Similarly, there are important questions as to what piece of the body or knowledge about the body a company can patent. The ACLU has just asked the Supreme Court to review a decision from a lower court about the patent on breast cancer genes. In the U.S., estimates are that about 8% of breast cancer is due to a known genetic mutation that's passed along in families. However, most experts believe that the percent of breast cancer with a link to genetics is probably much higher than 8%. It's just that we haven't yet identified the other genes. All of this is important because there is one company that owns the patent on the two most common forms of breast cancer gene 1 and 2, commonly called BRCA1 and BRCA2. The company has since developed exclusive tests for those genes and requires that every doctor, hospital, and clinic use their test. Because they own the patent on the human gene, nobody else can develop another test or even a better test. Should a company be able to patent a gene or DNA from the human body? After all, they didn't make the gene. Do we want biotech companies engaged in a mad rush to patent human genes such that once a company owns a patent on that gene, all products that might relate to it are off limits to other scientific researchers wanting to experiment with it? It makes no more sense to allow a company to patent a gene than it does to allow a company to patent, say, a blood type or a kidney. Rather than promoting science and discovery, this sort of a greedy grab for a patent seems to limit it. Just last week, researchers announced in the journal Nature that they've identified four new genetically distinct types of breast cancer. These discoveries are expected to lead to new treatments. But do we want these newly discovered genes patented such that only one company can do work with those genes? Patenting nature is a slippery slope, requiring a balance between good science, good ethics, good incentives, and some good old-fashioned common sense. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.